Bowith and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 9th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always.
In about 5 minutes. Yoo-hoo.
Well, we've got Google Home, of course, and we've got Amazon's Alexa. How about we throw Cortana there in the mix for our little home hub? Yeah, I know, nothing new. We heard about this back in December of last year, but now, oh yes indeed. Microsoft has unveiled the Invoke, and it's going right up against Amazon's Echo. So much so, it looks a hell of a lot like the Echo. And of course, just like the Echo or even Google Home, it'll tell you the weather if you don't feel like looking out the window. It'll check the traffic if you don't feel like driving. And deliver all the news that we just don't want to hear to you. And of course, since it's powered by Cortana, it will keep all of your reminders, notes, all of that synced across the machine, your PC, your phone, so on and so on. The coolest thing about Invoke, it has Skype capability. Yep, now you can have those lovely little Skype conversations right from the comfort of your sofa and you don't even have to get up. Now that there's the good news. We don't really know about the bad news yet because we don't know what the price is. Because it isn't apparently going to go on sale until the fall of this year. Yep, thanks for the anticlimactic experience there, Microsoft, just like always. Time for some Tuesday Hacker News. How many of you downloaded Handbrake over the last few days? Well, listen up. You might have got yourself a Trojan. Yep, that's right. If you decide to get Handbrake for Mac server, you might be compromised. At least you'll have a 50-50 shot at it. The download version was 1.0.7 Handbrake, and apparently the mirror download was the one that was compromised. This lovely little Trojan on the thing allowed an attacker to remotely access an infected computer. Now, according to the Handbrake team, they said it was only the download mirror that was affected. The primary download server? No problem whatsoever. They also said that anybody that used the built-in updater to update to version 1.0.7 also would have been protected by the DSA signature verification, so no problem there. If you want to be on the safe side, do what's probably the best thing to do. Start all over. I know it sucks, but at least you'll have a little peace of mind. YouTube and Warner Music feeling the love today. That's because they've decided to extend their streaming music deal. Of course, this deal will make sure that Warner and its artists get paid for the legal streams, not those other ones. But Warner chief Steve Cooper actually said that we're being a little bit more cautious this time, so we're not going to extend the deal for a very long period of time, stating that they want to have more options in the future. This pretty much harks back to basically Warner kind of telling off YouTube, yeah, your prevention of piracy, yeah, it ain't working so well. YouTube, on the other hand, ain't saying much about the deal, other than saying it's pleased to have renewed it. Can anybody say awkward? And finally, moving over to stateside for the American taxpayer, here's how your money's being spent. All $900,000 of it to unlock a single freaking iPhone. Yes, we're talking about that famous San Bernardino iPhone that the FBI wanted Apple to unlock for them, but they wouldn't do it. So they found a private company that apparently opened it up for them for a hefty price of $900,000. Which I guess they thought, whoo, at least it's under $1 million. What a deal. Now, I'm sure, just like a lot of things, this was supposed to be hush-hush. That is until one of the U.S. senators opened their mouth. And they kind of let the amount slip out. Not only that, the senator actually revealed it on national television on C-SPAN. See, whoever says nothing's good on C-SPAN nowadays. Meanwhile, I'm sure there's a hacker out there saying, you know what, I probably could have done that for $200. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Why don't you get on over there and see it for yourself? You can check out our wonderful podcast over there. Of course, the Mac Show's over there. Big Show's over there. And the Return of the Pocket Show is over there, too. Of course, you'll find the news show as well. And so many other great shows. You can also check out and give us a like over there on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community and our Slack room, come join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Wednesday hump day installment. Get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. Ah. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.